Welcome back, folks. This segment is brought to us by the Game Alert made by Hogman Outdoors and Pyramid Air, which is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Folks, I have really enjoyed today's show. We've got another little segment coming up, and I'm going to visit with you a little bit. But, you know, our show years ago, we named it Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. And by golly, in large part, that's exactly what it is. Most of these guys and gals that are on the show with me are friends. I mean, some of them are friends I've known a long time. Some of them are folks that I've just met. But that's what, to me, that's what the outdoors is all about, is friends and family and good times. And that's exactly the way I like to try to tailor this show. It's not a, as you have noted, it's not a rehearsed thing that's scripted. I mean, it's conversation, and it's really, I like to say, it's the real deal, because these guys that, and gals that visit with us, you know, they're people out there actually doing it. You know, this might be helpful to you. In about, well, actually next week, I'll be heading up to Saskatchewan to go fishing at a fly-in lake. This will be my third trip up there. And, you know, a lot of us that love to fish, I used to think a trip to Saskatchewan up in Canada, one of these fly-in lakes, was way more expensive than I could ever afford. But this might help you. It's really not. Now, it can be expensive. In other words, you can go to a full-service lodge where all the meals are furnished. You know, guides, many times they use Indian guides, the Chippewa Indians up there guide a lot. I've been to those lodges. This will be my third time to go up. But the last time, last summer, is we went to a place called Esquatican. Took me about 6 months to figure out how to say that. Esquatican Lake Lodge. And for about $1,000, actually a little less than that, U.S. dollars, you can spend 5 days fishing, the cabin's furnished, the float plane is furnished in and out of the lake. There's a fish cleaning station, and my friend, actually I made friends with the owner, Bryce Liddell, owns the Esquatican Lake Lodge. He's got somebody on staff. There's people that work there, and they have the fish are cleaned for you. I can clean the walleye, no problem, but the pike are still a challenge. I love to eat those northern pike, the smaller ones, just as well as the walleye. But you will catch fish up there till you're blue in the face. I mean, now, I was a little hesitant to, the first time I went, like I said, it was a guided trip, Indian guide, caught a lot of fish. We was at a different place back then. But the last year, we were at Esquatican, and they furnished a boat for this little less than $1,000. The boat, motor, lodging, float plane in and out, fish cleaning, the nice cabin that you stay in, and you fish on your own. But I thought, whoa, wait a minute, up here in the north woods, me up here trying to find my way around, it's easy to do. You don't have to worry about getting lost on the Esquatican Lake Lodge, you know, fishing up there. But you do a lot of trolling for walleye, and these little 20, 25 horse motors are ideal. You just put it in low, and there's a deal called a bottom bouncer. And it's basically a wire, bent wire with a weight on it. And you put a walleye rig on it. It's just, you're just trolling real, real slow. And that bottom bouncer is keeping your bait down near the bottom where those spawning walleye are going to be. And, oh, my gosh, you can catch walleye an average morning, if there is such a thing up there. They're all so awesome. But you'll catch 25, 30 walleye in the morning. And we usually fish in the morning, come in and eat lunch, and then go back out and fish that afternoon. Now, that's the way we catch the walleye. The lake trout, there's some big old lake trout in the deeper, there's deep humps that those lake trout like to hang on. And you can catch lake trout using cut bait is awesome, big spoons, but they move up on those humps just like a hybrid or a striper would down here. And you know, lake trout get really big, so it's not uncommon to hook up with some big ones, but you do have to be fishing for lake trout in the summer. In the spring, you can catch them back in the bays when they're spawning, but or early, the early part of the year. But pike, it's so easy. I mean, trolling is the way I like. You can cast and catch them a lot, but the biggest pike I've caught up there so far, I think, was 41, 42 inches is what it was. and caught it on a walleye. Now, that sounds a little crazy, but hooked a walleye, about a 16-inch walleye, and I was getting him in, rolling him in, and a big swirl hit the water, and that big pike grabbed the walleye, sunk its teeth in that walleye, and bore down to the bottom. And I just held on, kept a pretty loose drag, you know. And in about 3 or 4 minutes, that big old pike, we had him in the net. He never felt the hook, folks. He sunk his teeth in that walleye, the big pike. And, of course, we released him. I've got the pictures, which I'm extremely proud of. But those smaller walleye are good eating. A shore lunch, you watched enough TV, I'll bet you, to see those northern pike, the small ones in the walleye, fried up. You got to do that while you're up there. And this year we're going to have fish every day. We're going to blacken walleye and pike, and we're going to fry it, and we're going to bake it. And the groceries, you have to furnish. You do your own cooking at this setup, but, you know, you stop there. You actually fly into Minneapolis usually, and then rent a car and drive to Otter Lake. And from there on, that's where you meet the float plane. You don't have to worry, you know, you fly, the float plane takes you into the lake, flies you in, about 30-minute flight. You're not too far from the Northwest Territories up there. But for people that next year, the good Lord willing, I'm planning on going again. And if you ever thought about fishing up in Canada, and if you're a fisherman, I think you owe it to yourself to try to do this. Contact me through catfishradio.org. If you go there, well, we've got a link to the Saskatchewan Tourism. A lot of good information on that, you know. But I can be your guide on some of this stuff, literally, to help you out if you need some information on going up there. I had a friend, Brad Finson, a well-known outdoor writer up in Alberta, that hooked me up the first time. And I've tried to spread the word that it's something that most people can do. It's not all that expensive. Of course, you have to fly up to airline tickets this year, I think, were round trip. We shopped around, found them for less than $500, $470 or something like that for round trip airline. So not all that expensive. It's something well within the means of most people. Do remember, now you can go online. Our radio website is catfishradio.org, O-R-G. It's not .com. It used to be for years, but we had a total revamping 3 or 4 months ago. And if you go to catfishradio.org, you can connect with me. My email address is right there. It's email Luke. And you can get my email address. And if you have any information or you'd like to be part of this show or whatever, make sure and contact me. I welcome having new folks on and, you know, having you share information about the outdoors that you know about. But that's what I want to talk to you about on this segment, is the fishing up there in Canada. It's well within your reach, but it does require a little bit of preliminary planning, and it's something that you can do.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com, or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Folks, if you hunt hogs at night, I want to hook you up with Hogman Outdoors. They make some awesome night lights for rifle or bow. They also make the game alert that signals you when the hogs come into a feeder. Just a little red light that comes on, and when the light comes on, you get ready to make the shot. Visit them online, hogmanoutdoors.com. Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in .45 caliber with a big 350 grain bullet. And it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season.
Folks, that wraps our show up for today. Remember, you can go online to catfishradio.com, and there you can download the segments all this coming week if you miss something you'd like to hear again, possibly. If you have any hunting or fishing news from your area, I'd sure like to hear about it. You can email me through the website there at catfishradio.com. Until this time next week, have fun in the outdoors.